What impressed you about McGill tonight?
A lot. You know, I thought the fastball was really good. He stayed on the attack. The two seam and the four seam were the main pitches, and then a little bit of the split there too. But I thought after that first inning where, you know, the bases were loaded, kept making pitches, got the ground ball, got out of it. And then after that, he was pretty much complete control of the game. I thought the two-seam to righties, I thought he used it really well, especially against Vladdy and even in some of the lefties. And then the four-seam at the top, like, stay on the attack, was aggressive, and it was a huge outing for us.
Anecdotally, he seems to be at his best in these short-notice sort of situations. Do you think there's anything to that?
I don't know. I mean, I just gotten to know him this year. Just glad he got the job done today. He stepped up when we needed it. So, yeah.
Given the way he was pitching, how did you decide when to stick with him in the sixth and when to take him out?
Yeah, I thought he was good for another inning there in the sixth, which he did. And then once he got through the sixth with the lefties coming up, he was at 90 pitches. I think he's just one of those where if he goes back out, I was going to be very aggressive with him. So I just decided to go with a clean inning with the bullpen. You know, I had the matches we wanted it. We just got in trouble there. But, you know, overall, guys that came in after, they did their part.
How would you describe that eighth inning rally to take the lead?
Yeah, really good. The at-bats, the winker leading off that inning, the walk. I thought the way we controlled the strike zone in that inning, especially after we chased a lot early in the game, but Winker, then Alvi puts the ball in play and makes something happen, and then Lindor walking there. So I thought just the way we controlled the strike zone there was the key, and, you know, some aggressive base runner. I thought we had some really good reads and good jumps, especially Alvarez on that, you know, the go-ahead one, because he wasn't an easy one. Ball got away from that angle up from third base. It's hard to tell, and he was on the goal right away.
Hey, what's it like to see him come in on his first day and make that kind of play?
Yeah, you know, it's we've been saying it, that a lot of guys are going to walk through those doors, and they're going to contribute. And today was the case with him. He went in the game as a pinch runner, and, you know, he goes out there and scored a winning run on a huge, huge jump. So it goes to show you that everybody, you know, the whole 28 guys, and guys will continue to come through the clubhouse, and we'll find a way. I thought today was a good team win. When it was hard for us, we found a way to get one.
How challenging is it on facing a bullpen day, or a team that's going to a bullpen day like that? And you've got another pitcher coming in every few innings. Does that give you hitters enough time to adjust? How challenging can that be?
Yeah, look, I mean, it could be challenging, but I thought, you know, as far as like the game planning and all that goes, I thought we do a really good job. We did it today again, but overall, you know, the days that we have to face those bullpen games, like, our preparation never changed. You just we chase a little bit here today. So
what has Stanek showed you his last several outings now?
This is a guy that I've seen it before in pitching huge game, huge innings, and we're gonna need him. And now the fastball has got the life again. He's staying on the attack, and, you know, the split is always a good pitch for him, the slider versus righties. But I think the main thing is just the life on his fastball, and for him to come in, you know, he's facing pretty much the top of the heart of the order in that inning, and he made pitches, and it was a very good inning for him.
All right, Jimenez hit that ball in the ninth. Were you confident that it was going to come down in the field play?
Off the bat, we couldn't tell, you know, because he hit it pretty well. But then once I saw Marte kind of camp there, I was like, all right. But honestly, when, you know, off the bat, I didn't know what to think.